Midget.
You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the TV talk show formula, where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of. You're listening on the IBGR Radio Network. This is episode 30. Today, we're talking about the power of branding, making your show stand out. Welcome to the show. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert and producer of over 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Declan Oseguera, TV producer and international TV talk show host, and my TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 lives globally and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we are your hosts for this 13-week journey. Remember, you can easily follow the plan at tvtalkshowformula.com. And if you want direct live support from us for your business TV talk show, then contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info.
Yes, thank you for that. And we have Cheryl Burgess kicking this episode off. And Cheryl says, a brand is a reason to choose. And this episode is all about branding your show now, because you want to become a person worth watching by making your message clear and inviting visually. This, you see a theme here, right? your potential viewers make decisions based on names, colors, titles, graphics, all of the little breadcrumbs that you leave. I've been saying breadcrumbs a lot because connecting the dots, because it's all interrelated.
Yes. And so, you know, in this, I don't think we actually talked about this in creating this episode, but now it's coming to mind, you know, there's a sea of content out there. And when it comes to your TV talk show, you want to stand out. You want people to take notice. And some of the way that you'll do that to even get them to click on your show, right, to want to tune in is by what are they seeing visually? And this is just how people make choices. What is it that you say, Donna, about how people read with their...
Yeah, in the podcast world, I'm continually telling my podcasters that your listeners will listen with their eyes first. They won't even click to listen to your voice if visually it's not appealing to them.
Right. And we have, you know, just like a fraction of a second for a person to make that choice, right? Which is why we like this quote about a brand is, you know, gives people a reason to choose. So we're going to cover in this episode some of the most important elements of creating your TV talk show brand. So where do we want to start here?
Well, and like you're saying, it has to be catchy enough to launch, but don't allow this step to stop you completely. Because when you and I were creating this show, Declan, we see it a lot where this is the scary part. This is actually launching into the world. We've had you create some videos up until this point, but this is where you're staking your claim, putting your flag in the ground to say, I am a TV talk show host. And psychologically, this could be the step that
Ooh, we get sound effects. I love it.
Shuts everything down. You just never know.
Yes, I have seen this stop people for sure. And I know I've gotten stopped by these same steps. And so we're inviting you to just, you know, take a deep breath and know that this is essential and crucial, what we're asking you to do here. And it's just a starting point, right? So your show at this point is going to be an evolution throughout the process. I mean, every week we experience it as we're creating this show for you. There are different pieces of it that we have changed drastically in different ways because we realize, you know, something isn't fitting or working. But here we are with the branding components that are most important. So let's talk about the first thing, which is your working title, right? And what that means is the name, what are you calling your show? And we're saying working title because right now it's the first, you're taking your first stab at coming up with the name. If you haven't already been thinking about it, now is the time. like our show here is called the TV Talk Show Formula, right? It's very clear. It says what we do. And it's really important for you to search the name, Google, do a Google search or go to your URL provider of choice to see if the URL is available. For instance, we have tvtalkshowformula.com and tvtalkshowformula.info. Right. By the way, if you haven't visited either of those, now's a good time to do that too.
Yeah. We're laughing, but really you do want to search it because there's nothing new under the sun. And if I've seen some people who have come up with this great name and they go and search it and it's like, it's kind of like the, if you've ever heard of the, you know, the hashtag thing, be careful what hashtags you use because you never know what's going to come up on the other end. Right.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So it's important. Is it 100% necessary to have a URL that matches your show name? No, but it's a really good idea.
And to at least check that, to make sure that somebody else hasn't trademarked it or
that in particular is a very big thing to watch out for. So we don't want you, you know, naming a show, being all excited about it, and then you find out that someone else who, you know, may have very deep pockets and attorneys and trademarks and all of that, you know, people do like to take action on protecting their names. So steer clear of that and start with Googling. But there's some more important things around the branding, right? So you have your name. You want to think also about the colors of your show, right? And as a starting point, we assume that you as a business owner, you already have a color palette for your business and perhaps a business logo already. And it is perfectly fine to start using the colors that you already have for your existing business. It's just one less thing to think about. However, you also may decide that your show, this show, is going to have a different look and feel from your brand, your existing brand, right? Either way is fine, but we're trying to get you up and running ASAP. So I'm going to say, you know, do what is easiest and at your disposal already and go with that, right? And again, work in progress down the road. You may, you know, decide you want to change the colors or the brand appearance, look and feel down the road.
And even when you and I were doing the TV talk show, we've used some of your existing colors for the branding of the TV talk show.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The blue that we use is one of my blues. Music that we have when you listen to the podcast on IBGR.network. IBGRradio.network?
No, IBGR.network. You have
IBGR.network. I was right the first time. Right. You'll hear music on the outro. That's actually music that I own, royalty-free music. Very important that you're not, you know, using licensed or copyrighted music because you will get in trouble, especially when your show's on YouTube. Their algorithm looks for copyrighted music and it will shut you down and you do not want that. So only royalty-free music. That's kind of a fun process to find what music represents you, right? And it's repurposable, right?
Yeah.
You're going to also want to have, you're going to create a primary show graphic. For us, it's the TV talk show formula. We have one graphic that we use mostly to promote the show. It has an image of both of us on it. It says the name, right? It's a specific color. It's our palette for the show. And that got whipped together fairly quickly. And could it be upgraded and made, you know, more razzle dazzle? Yes, but we're not stuck over there, which is going back to you not getting stuck on any of this. We do recommend using something like Canva because it is awesome. It has so many resources in there. It makes it very easy for you to create templates, logos, color palettes. I want to say it has AI. It has all kinds of things.
Yeah, they do now.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot that you can do. Font choices will be in there. You're going to pick a font for your show. It may be the same that you use for your business already, or it may be something slightly different, right? Right now, we're just asking you to think through your working title, a color palette, a logo, could be the one you already have for your business, what font you want, If you're going to use music, not necessary immediately, but you may down the road want to incorporate music, and you're going to use all of this to create your show graphic to promote your show, and also thumbnails, which are the images that you see on YouTube, right? And we will be recommending that your show streams to YouTube. So you want to understand the world of thumbnails.
Mm-hmm.
That's plenty.
You were even saying on some of the other streaming platforms like StreamYard, there's graphics to set up in there. So if you don't have a StreamYard account or one of the other, I don't know that Zoom does it. Well, Zoom, you can do a background on there, but you want to visually brand your show is what we're saying here right now. And think about where and when and how you want to do that. Gather it in one place. That's a big thing. Put it in a, what do they call that? A brand?
Yes, I have mine right open here.
Brand arc.
Oh, there's a different name to it. It's going to come to me as soon as we're off the air.
Mm-hmm. But we're not graphic people. We're
right. See, you don't have to be to do this.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you do want to have a visual appeal. Don't let it shut you down again. Because when we were creating this show, Declan, you were saying you've used the platforms like Fiverr.
Yes, there's plenty of people who you can get elements of this done for you at a very, very low cost. You just want to interview different people if you're going to go to Fiverr. Upwork is another really great platform. Same thing. Talk to at least three people to see work examples and get prices. And, and you do kind of got to go with your gut in the end. It's called a brand style board, by the way.
Okay. I just pulled mine up. Style board, yes. Style guide, brand arc. Yeah.
Exactly. So we're coming to the end of this episode. So your action is to do what we just said, define your working title, color palette, logo, font. If you're going to have music, what is that? So that you can create thumbnails and your primary show graphic that you're going to be using lots of places.
You start putting them on social media and other places.
Yes. Yes.
So this is going to wrap up episode rather abruptly, episode 30, The Power of Branding, Making Your Show Stand Out, because we're running out of time. Do make sure to subscribe to the show at tvtalkshowformula.com. And if you want, anytime you want direct live support from us for your TV talk show, contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info. And Declan, that's a wrap. I am Donna Cundy.
I'm Declan Oseguera. We'll be back after a short break. Thanks for listening.